So far, there are three candidates, all Democrats, running for mayor of Plattsburgh this year. They are Tenzin Dorji, owner of a downtown restaurant, incumbent Colin Reed, who is seeking his second term, and 22-year-old Miles Davis. Davis, who attended SUNY Plattsburgh, is continuing his studies at Clinton Community College and hopes to eventually become a high school teacher. But Davis tells WAMC North Country Bureau Chief Pat Bradley he's taking a pause in his studies because he believes Plattsburgh needs a more youthful perspective in its leadership.
It started really with the awakening of the underlying problems we're having as a city. Especially with like the Durkee Street parking lot, and I think transparency within our own government has kind of caused a ripple effect that has now led to me run for mayor because I realized somebody had to do it. And as one of my friends jokingly kind of referred to, he's like, "Well, why don't you do it?" And I kind of realized like, "Oh yeah, that is the right answer I was looking for." So 8 months later, here we are.
So why are you qualified to be mayor and run the city?
I believe the city needs new leadership and new blood in it. I think we need the new generation's inlook into our city, and we need somebody who's not a businessman, to be quite frank, to be running our city. I mean, when you're a businessman, you're good at making money, you're good at profits, yada, yada, but it doesn't mean that you're good at leadership. And at the end of the day, it's important for whoever is mayor to realize that they are part of a community and part of a circle, not a one-way street. And I believe I have the qualifications for that.
What have you done in the past that would bring you to the mayor's seat and allow you to run the city?
Well, I've always had a leadership role in many things I do. I was the president of many of my clubs while I was in college. I was a Supreme Court Justice for SUNY Plattsburgh. I was on the budget committee as well for SUNY Plattsburgh. And I've always had a good leadership role in whatever I do. And I've always brought that community level leadership that is needed in Plattsburgh right now. And, you know, comparatively, we have a few businessmen who think, you know, hey, I make money for myself. I'll be good for the city. And we really need someone who has a better approach to the city as a whole.
Miles, you mentioned earlier that the city needs new blood, basically. You are 22 years old, as I understand it.
Yep.
How big a challenge is it getting into the race being the youth, the younger guy in the race?
I found it to be not much of a challenge at all. I mean, I think most people are ready for this type of new leadership. And, you know, I mean, while my local inexperience might scare some people away, I think the majority have found it to be kind of a nice new inlook in how leadership is. I mean, you know, for a very, very, very long time now, we've just had business person after business person after business person. And now this new person shows up and says, you know, that's not the only answer. This is a multiple choice question. You know, this isn't just a one way, you know, you make money, therefore you're good. You know, no, it's, we are a community. We have people of different backgrounds and different lifestyles here that, you know, I mean, most of the city is blue collar people, you know, and so having that type of person come forward and say, look, I can do this job. I know I'm qualified, kind of makes everybody take a step back and say, wow, this is actually, this can be done. You know, I thought I was going to have to fight a long fight and showing that, you know, I am capable of this. My generation is capable of this. But in the long run, I found a really amazing, like, inclusive community.
If you are elected Plattsburgh mayor, what are your key priorities?
I would say number one is safety. You know, we've had a large focus on the budget within Plattsburgh. And I think the drive to make us at least out of the red zone in the budget is a good thing, but also has kind of left safety in the background. I support our firefighters. I support, you know, their union. I support, you know, that the fact that they need more firefighters to keep our city safe. And, you know, when you have the firefighters sitting across from you, looking you dead in the eye and saying, we are playing Russian roulette with our city, something has to be done. You know, and this is not like, oh, well, we'll get to it when we stabilize our budget. No, this comes first. You know, people's safety comes first. And, you know, budgeting, with my experience with SUNY Plattsburgh, is something that can be done after you focus on safety. You know, money comes after people's lives, not before.
Budgeting sounds like it's probably second on your list.
I agree. It is number two on the list. You know, it's not, I'm not pushing it in the way back and be like, oh, we'll get to it later. Like, no, we'll get to it as soon as possible. But first, we need to make sure everyone in our city is safe and that we have a safe community and an inclusive community and, you know, a community that you're not afraid of. Oh, if I go to sleep tonight and there's a fire in my house, will I survive it? You know, like that's an actual question that is going around, and it's terrifying, you know, and I don't want to start fear-mongering, but at the same time, this needs to be addressed more than it is. I think a lot of people are so focused on the DRI project and other budgeting issues that they're ignoring the fact that our firefighters are crying for help, you know, that they're saying this needs to happen now, not tomorrow, not the day after, right now. We are in a situation where I have to say that budget comes second right now. Our lives come first.
Miles Davis is a Democrat running for mayor of Plattsburgh. He faces two others in a primary, incumbent Mayor Colin Reed and businessman Tenzin Dorji. No Republicans have yet announced a campaign for mayor. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.